This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So it is the Fun Kids Science Weekly. Now this week, some insanely smart guys, right, they've unveiled a brand new way that astronauts are hoping to travel through space in the future. It's called the Mars Rover, and we've got the Parker brothers on the phone from America to talk about their invention. So the Mars Rover, tell us what's so special about this thing that's hoping to take astronauts across Mars.
Well, just the fact that we're going to be taking people to Mars is amazing in itself.
Talk to me about what the Mars Rover looks like. I know loads of people in the UK might not have seen a picture of it yet. It looks a bit like the Batmobile. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, a lot of people have said the Batmobile, it's black, so I guess that's where everybody's kind of getting that correlation with the Batmobile. It's very sleek. It has a lot of sharp edges and sharp lines, so it makes a lot of sense that people would kind of attribute it to that. But more than anything, it was built to be different than everything else that people have seen going to space. You know, they're always kind of flat white and plain looking, and I just wanted to make sure that this was very different from that. There's six wheels, and four of them are attached to the front section and two are attached to the back. The vehicle is actually two separate vehicles. There's a driving part in the front and then kind of a trailer connected in the back that is a laboratory. So when these guys are up there on Mars, they can actually do a lot of scientific experiments while they're in the vehicle.
And what else makes it perfect to kind of cope with how hostile Mars is?
Well, a lot of the design that Shannon came up with was to deal with the problems that people will face on Mars, like there are a lot of dust storms, so you have to have all those angled lines so that the dust won't settle on the vehicle, it can fall off and not weigh it down, and there are solar panels so that it can charge because it's all electric. The wheels are really, really large, which keeps it from sinking into the sand because there's a lot of sand on Mars. So there were a lot of things that we had to do in coming up with ideas for the vehicle that really weren't just to make it cool looking, but to actually make the science of it work. Because at the end of the day, that's what's really important, is the science and the math behind it, so that when these astronauts get to Mars, they've got something that will actually work.
But it doesn't hurt anything that they're going to look really cool when they get there, too.
And how long have you been working on this concept?
About 6 months.
Oh, and you've got so far already. That's amazing. Now, I don't want to ruin the hopes and dreams of everyone who's listening and thinks we're going to be on Mars tomorrow, but we've not managed to bring anything back from Mars ever, have we? And this Mars Rover, isn't it just a concept? It's not actually going to go up to space.
Yes, that's right. It is a concept. I mean, anytime you're going to do something as big and as elaborate as a mission to Mars, you have to test first. You have to come up with ideas and then test them here to make sure they're going to work and make changes and experiment, because you don't want to realize once you get all the way to Mars that, you know, this is not going to work. A concept is the beginning, and then that evolves into the finished product.
So time-wise, then, when do you think we'll see something similar to the Mars Rover that you showed this week actually getting across the red planet?
I think the timeline for the Mars mission changes a lot because, you know, they do have to get all of the technology perfected first. And so I'm thinking, from what we're told by the people at NASA and at Kennedy Space Center, that the children that are right now in the fifth grade are going to be the generation that will be traveling to Mars. By the time the fifth graders are, graduated from school and out and being astronauts, that's about the time when we're going to be landing on Mars.
So any fifth graders that are listening, you may be the one to drive this vehicle across Mars.
So if you're 10 or 11, this, the Mars rover, is what you want to take there. Having said, thank you so much for coming on, lads. As a member of the human race and having seen the Mars rover, I absolutely want that to be the thing that aliens associate with humans because it looks incredible.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thanks, lads. Bye-bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.